Hello, everyone. Welcome in. Welcome, welcome. Hello. Happy Wednesday. Happy end of March, almost April. How's it going, everybody? Coach MJ in the house. I am here with Coach Mish. She is going to be in the chat and in the Q&A with y'all, and then answering your questions. This is a Q&A, so I am here to answer all of your questions. I'm gonna let everybody come on in. Last week I was not here. I was on the vacations, and Kathy took good care of y'all. I was in Seattle with my accountability partners and from No BS. And then we even took a little side trip to go to Forks for all of my Twilight lovers. Who loved Twilight? I went to Forks. I went to LaPush Beach. I went to Port Angeles. I saw all the things, all the things. I had the best time. And then I went to Los Angeles and visited my daughter for a few days. So that was so much fun. But I'm glad to be back here with y'all. Back, glad to be back in my seat, in my office with my computer and my people. Who doesn't love that? So I'm going to start off a little bit by talking about journaling and how to journal your successes. So, Anonymous just said, what is the focus for April going to be? Y'all, it's going to be my favorite. We are cleaning up our environment for April. And why are we doing that? At the end of April, the 27th, I think, yeah, we are doing a workshop for y'all. You know, it's free. It's included in your membership about nighttime eating. And we know that's a big issue for a lot of you in the membership. Nighttime eating, closing that kitchen, sitting on the couch, finally giving yourself a chance to relax and unwind in the evenings. And so you do have to manage your thoughts and all that other stuff. Like that all is so important. But we want to also set up our environment for success throughout the day, so that at night it is so much easier. So we're going to work on the, you know, what do you want to do? Like, you know, how can you set up your environment? How can you make it easy on yourself at work, at home, in your car, everywhere, like with your kids, whatever it is, how can you make it easy on yourself? And then we're going to move into the emotional piece at night, on our workshop in April. So it's going to be amazing. All right. So today I'm going to answer all of your questions, but we're going to talk about how to celebrate your successes when you journal. Because so often people think about journaling as going in and like, here's all my problems. Let me list out all of my issues. And here's all the shit storm of my life. And here's everything that's going wrong. And we so often forget that we need to also write about or celebrate, whether you're writing it, you're typing it into your notes app, or even you're just noticing it. How do you notice what you're doing well? So I made three bullet point notes. This was 10 minutes ago, so forgive me. You want to set your intention. So if you want to look for your wins, you want to look for what's going right, think about it in the morning. Y'all have all like, we did a challenge like long time ago in the membership about looking for hearts. And if you set your intentions that you're going to find hearts all day long, you go around, you will find hearts in everything, everywhere you look. Like they're literally all around us, like rocks are hearts, a potato, like whatever, you just see hearts because you know why? Because you're looking for hearts. If you don't decide in the morning, I'm going to at least find two things I did well today. I'm putting out a bolo for things I'm doing well. When you do that and you set that intention that I'm going to look for things I do well today, you will start to see what things you do well today. If you wake up in the morning and you're like, I'm probably just going to screw up like I did yesterday, guess what you're going to find? All the ways you're screwing up. Because that's what you're looking for. You're going to find what you're looking for. So if you set your intention, I'm going to find some shit I'm doing right today, you will find stuff that you do right, that you do well. Number two, so number one, set your intention in the day. That's the most important part, I think, of all of it. Be realistic. Don't compare to where you should be. So here's the thing. We are a perfectionist group. Somehow, this is like no BS is like we welcome all perfectionists. The truth of the matter is, we want to be consistent. Go back to the no BS weight loss course. Consistency, not perfection. So when I first joined no BS, I was not a water drinker at all. And Corinne has a standard, 64 ounces of water a day. Okay. I was not there. I wasn't at 18, 16 ounces of water. I was lucky to even, whatever, wasn't going to happen. And so when I started, I was like, I will have one bottle of water a day. Like one, I'm going to finish one bottle of water. I'm going to get it in. I'm going to choke it down. I'm going to do all that stuff. Now, I had two choices right then. I could say, good for you. You're making progress. You're making steps. You're taking the steps towards where you want to be. Yes, I want to be at 64 ounces, but I ain't going to settle for 16 right now. Good for you for doing something that's very uncomfortable and not easy for you to do. Or I could have said, well, it's not 64. Corinne says you got to drink 64 ounces to lose weight. If I don't get 64, I haven't done it right. Be realistic with where you are. If you are overeating at dinner 50% of the time, and tonight you stop at dinner, you got choices. Well, you overate lunch. I mean, yeah, you stopped it enough at dinner, but hell, that ain't enough. Not if you're overeating at lunch. Well, you know you did eat that snack when you weren't hungry. No, you celebrate what you did right. Give yourself credit for stopping at enough at dinner. Don't look at everything else that you did. Be in the moment. Because the truth of the matter is, if you overeat it, if you stop it enough at dinner, even if you overate the rest of the day, you could have said, fuck it, I'll just start over tomorrow, but you didn't. Give yourself credit for that. Give yourself credit for what you're doing. And then, oh, I kind of mixed the last two. I put celebrate consistency, not perfection. So be realistic with what you're gonna celebrate. If it's not 64 ounces of water, it's not 64 ounces of water. If your goal is to go to bed at 9:30 and you're going to bed at 11 and tonight you go to bed at 10:15, be realistic with where you are. You do not need to be in the bed at 9:30 today. Like I want to be a person that goes to bed at 9:30. Just like I wanted to be a person who drank 64 ounces of water a day, was not there. And then finally, consistency, not perfection. I was thinking about this. I always use potty training as an example. Y'all know I always use potty training because we always celebrated, the kids' potty training. Even if your kid, I want you to tell me what you do. Like your kid is potty training and they tell you, I gotta go potty. And they pee on the way to the bathroom because they waited too long. What do you don't tell them? It's okay, you're gonna get it. At least you told me you're getting so much better. I bet next time you're going to make it to the potty on time. Or do you say, well, you done screwed up again. I don't think you're ever going to get this potty training thing. What do you say? You encourage. They didn't do it perfectly, but they're getting taken steps to be better at it. They've gone from never even noticing, never even telling you, to now they're telling you. They just need to work on their timing. And we've got to do that with ourselves. We have got to start to do that with ourselves. Every moment can be a win. Every moment you have a decision about what you're going to do. And it doesn't matter what you did before, and it doesn't matter what you're going to do after. Every moment that we do something for ourselves, we do something that is going to start to help us learn to create weight loss, is an opportunity to give yourself a pat on the back, but it is so foreign to us. It is so foreign to us to do that as women. We do it for everybody else, everybody, but not for ourselves. And that's a shame. And we have got to take the skill that we have that we use on every other person in our life and apply it to ourselves. It feels good to give them praise, other people praise, and it feels good to them to get praise. Imagine what it would feel like if you do it to yourself. Every moment is an opportunity to give yourself credit for something. It doesn't matter what happens the rest of the day. We have thousands of moments a day. Thousands. We're not going to get every moment right. But when we do, we need to catch it. Like a lightning bug in a jar. If you're from the South, you know. Like, think about all the lightning bugs out in the yard. Every time they light up, like, you have that opportunity to go catch it. To give yourself credit for something. Because we got to stop the beat down, y'all. We cannot spend, you cannot get better if you spend every single one of those thousands of moments telling yourself, yeah, but. I mean, yeah, you got your water in, but you're not getting 64 ounces. We do our wins, we see them, and then we discount them and we throw them in the trash. We can't do that, y'all. We can't do it. We have got to stop yeah, butting ourselves. You stopped at dinner, yeah, but I overate lunch. You went to bed 15 minutes early, yeah, but I want to go to bed an hour early. You honored your hunger today. You ate all day long when you were hungry and stopped at enough. Yeah, but you didn't write it down. Yeah, but you ate a burger instead of a salad. Come on, y'all. We cannot get to weight loss or to the life that we want. Yeah, butting ourselves. We just can't. It can't happen. We cannot create a better relationship with ourselves. Imagine, like the coaches, I'm the head coach. Well, imagine if every time I got on a call, a meeting with one of my coaches, there, and then I just yeah, butted them all the time. You know, I got three new private clients. Yeah, but two of your old ones canceled. Like, how's that going to help them? I got good grade. I mean, if you've got a kid, I got an A on the test. Yeah, but last week you got a C. That's not going to get you an A. We have got to stop yeah butting ourselves. Because we're never going to get anywhere if we do. So this week, your job is to watch for the yeah but. When you hear the yeah but, you stop. And you celebrate whatever's come before the yeah but. No more yeah button. Because we just can't. All right, let's go. Questions about anything, y'all. I just talked about journaling for, 10 minutes or whatever. We do this with compliments too. Yes, we do. We discount it. Oh God, don't we though? All right. Oh, you're so welcome. Mish, don't type that answer. If you just leave it in there. And for the one that's in the Q&A, email support at pmptribe.com and I will help you out. Yeah. All right. So questions. We have new people here. Who joined in the overeating fix? After the overeating fix, give me a thumbs up or something. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know. And Christine, I mean, Mary Catherine says, I was yeah butted a lot of my life. You know what, Mary Catherine? So was I. You know, I told the story about me coming out in my prom dress, and my mama said, look how pretty you look. Imagine, yeah, but if you would have lost some weight, how good you would have looked. And it sucks. Then we do it to ourselves. So many yeah buts. We got to start catching them, y'all. We got to start catching them. Carolyn said, is it possible to get the workbook for our workshop next month ahead of time so we can print it? Yeah, we're gonna have it ready for you. We'll get it to you. She's talking about the a nighttime eating workbook. I'm thinking from yeah, we're working on it now. So excited. It's really good. It's really, really good. Oh, this is good. Sarah says, I started No BS this month. What are some ideas for stopping cleanup eating? How many of y'all clean up eat? Eat off your kids' plates, all that mess. We all do it. I want to beat the habit of eating how many are left inside of stopping at enough. Example, yesterday I had one bar that would have been enough, but there was only one left, so I ate both. Okay, so we're talking about two different things. Like one is cleanup eating, like as you're picking up the kitchen and there's a bite here and a bite there and all that other kind of stuff. I was a cleanup eater in that regard when I first started, and it's a habit. And I did not have awareness of the habit. Like, I mean, I had done it for so long, y'all, like 30 years. You know what I mean? So like, I wasn't even aware of it. Like, I would be picking up and like walking to the kitchen still eating. And then I would go put my plate, and I'm like, shit, I ate the rest of it. Like, I just really had no awareness. So for a long time, probably several months, when I first started working on that, I had a mint beside my plate, and I put a mint in my mouth as I cleaned up the kitchen, or a piece of gum, so that, because it just, then something was in my mouth, and I didn't, like, I could think of, like, it made me think. And then finally, I was so used to not doing it that I was able to not have to do that anymore. Because it was just seriously, Sarah, awareness for me. 100%. Because I didn't even know. I didn't even, I'd be several bites in before I even knew what was going on. So just somehow to interrupt that pattern was a great way for me to stop that, like, pick eating, you know, bites, licks, and tastes, like when I was cooking or when I was cleaning up. The other one is what a lot of people have. You had one bar left. There was only one bar left. So a lot of people think, I'll just go ahead and finish this so I don't have to think about it anymore. You know, I just go ahead and finish this off to get rid of it. Then I don't have to even think about it. That is when you have to have these conversations, Sarah. There's two bars left. I can eat it tomorrow. I actually don't have to eat it right now. I know I really want it, but I'm also learning how to stop it enough. And I've had enough. So just now, can I just wait 20 minutes, see if I still want it? It's that pause, right? Like, so often we just have never inserted a pause. We just eat because it's there. We just eat because we're thinking about it. We just eat because we want it. And we never just stop and give ourselves a minute to think. So for a lot of us, just saying, you can even tell yourself, Sarah, I'm going to set a timer for 20 minutes. And if I still want this bar, I can have it. But I'm just going to wait. And that pause, a lot of times, it's like, no, I really don't want it. Because it is so helpful. We just, once you get the pause and you allow yourself to think, like, I do want to lose weight this week. I do want to go get in a smaller size clothes. I do want to go to bed proud of myself. I do want this opportunity to celebrate me and collect a win and put it in a pocket, in my pocket. I do want to do that. And that 20-minute break in between, and sometimes, Sarah, you're going to still go back and eat the second bar, and that's okay. The win is that you paused. And eventually, you're going to notice that you're not going to really want the bar. But the win is the pause. Let me see. Do you have any suggestions for replacing late night eating due to being lonely for my husband who passed away? It's too late to call someone, but I don't know how to deal with it other than eating. The one thing you can do, Anonymous, is be sad. I know that sounds terrible, like not fun as a snack. One thing you can do, honestly, is go onto the website under video replays and just type in Kathy. And she does those calls, how to feel the hard stuff without eating. And she has a lot of techniques that you can use in there. Okay. So that's a great thing to do late at night. Just first of all, Kathy is soothing. Her voice is so soothing. And it might help you go to sleep. That's number one. And number two, those tools will be really helpful. And it's also having, it's normal to be lonely when we have a spouse that passes away. That is a normal part of grieving. That means that you loved him or her. You said spouse. Oh, husband. When you have a husband that passes away, it is normal to be sad and to long for them in the evenings, right? And you can honor that by just sitting with it. You could talk to him. You could talk to him. Tell him how much you miss him. It's lonely there without him. You wish he was there. There's nothing wrong with that. It's normal. And then just remind yourself, eating is not going to bring him back. I'm still good because I promise you, when the cookie is over or the bag of chips or whatever it is, you still miss him. And I bet you the whole time you're eating, you still miss him. You still miss him. So put on one of those calls. You could find a show that you love to watch, but you only put it on in the evenings when you're really missing him. Maybe something y'all used to watch together. You could put that on and honor him in that way and think about him in that way. And just let yourself be sad. It is hard when a spouse dies. And I'm sorry for your loss. I know it's so difficult when we have a loss like that. Okay. Margaret says in the chat, I feel at a loss. I was doing so well and planned every day for months, and I just stopped. I'm struggling to get back into it or even following the four basics. I'm not sure how to get myself back into wanting to do everything. The thing is, I know deep down I can lose my weight with this program, but I don't know why I'm not doing it. If you had to guess, Margaret, why aren't you doing it? That's number one. If you had to guess, life got busy. Just don't feel like it anymore. Like, what is that? So you want to answer that question. And the other thing you want to do is you're doing what I was just talking about, comparing yourself to what you did do. Because even in here, I just don't feel like it or feel lazy. That's normal. Because you know why, Margaret? The excitement we're all. This is normal. It's supposed to. It's not supposed to feel exciting. When you plan for months, it gets mundane. That excitement does go away. It's supposed to. That's when you have to rely on consistency and commitment to yourself and to your goals. You don't have to be excited or motivated. You just have to be committed and consistent. It's not supposed to light your fire every day. I am sure you do a lot of things in your daily life that do not light your fire. I am sure you do. And this is just one of the other things that you're going to do that's not going to light your fire. What if it's okay that it doesn't light your fire? And you were planning every day. I wouldn't plan. I would just, for right now, can you just wait for hunger and celebrate it? And watch out for those yeah buts, because then you're going to compare with yourself. Yeah, but you know what? You was doing everything 6 months ago. Now you're just waiting for hunger. No, it's like I was in a rut. I was stuck in a rut, and now I'm doing something to pull myself out. Good for me. And you want to talk about where your motivation's going to kick back in? That's where it will kick back in. Motivation follows action, y'all. We cannot sit here, with our hands to heaven, waiting on motivation to fall out of the sky. It ain't coming. You'll be sitting here forever. It ain't coming. And we're motivated by all different kinds of things. But motivation, you have got to earn motivation. You got to earn it. It does not just come amongst you. You have got to take one step. Motivation's way over here and it ain't moving. So you got to start making some steps. And eventually you'll catch up to it and y'all will run on together. But here's the problem with it. When you were doing all the things and now you're not, and you pick one thing, then you what? Yeah, but on yourself. That's never going to get you your mojo going again. What would happen? Yeah, I was doing all the things, but I fell off. That's not where I am right now. I've had to make this pivot several times. Whatever works for you at one point, I've had to adjust and pivot multiple times. When I moved from the nursing home to home health, doing physical therapy, when I moved from home health to working from home, my whole schedule, everything changed. I had to change. I had to change what I was doing. There have been several times in my journey that I fell off of habits and I had to do what you're talking about right now, Margaret. You know what? I know what I used to do. That's not what I'm doing right now. I had to start where I am right this minute and start building those habits one step at a time again. And the beauty of it is you've already had the habit, so it's going to come back quicker. But you have got to take a step. Sitting around waiting on the fire up under you is not going to happen. I'm not going to say anything so amazing. I might. That'll get you going. Let's see. I would like to know if positive self-talk when regrets come in our thoughts for our mistakes. You don't want to do toxic positivity, right? Like there's a line between celebrating and whatever. So I think we all have things that we wish had gone different in our lives. Like I do, you do, all of that. Like we all have things that we wish we could have done differently. Looking back, like we would have done it differently if we could have. But I always remind myself, that's what got me here. All those things, I would not be the person I am. I would not be like in no BS trying to do better for myself had it not been for those things. And I think it's okay. I always say this, like we shy away from bad feelings, but I mean, I think it's fine to be disappointed. I'm disappointed. But I did what I did then. I can't beat myself up for it. It's over. I'll know better next time. It's not like you're going back to that moment of regret and being like, it's fine. It all worked out. That's not what we're going for. I sure do wish I would have shown up differently, but I didn't. Now I know better. If that ever comes up again, I'm certainly going to handle it differently. I learned a lot from that, which is not like, I mean, it's way more positive than beating ourselves up. But a lot of times when we think positive self-talk, we think about the whole other side of the coin from beating ourselves up. And sometimes it is like, I wish I would have handled it differently then, but I just didn't. I didn't know better. Now I do. I do it so differently now, but I did the best I could at the time or whatever it is. That's a great question. I'm starting to notice get physical hunger signals, rumbles and such, and it sometimes brings up old diet mentality. I felt this way when I would do starvation diet, so I'm trying to calm myself. Any power thoughts for when my brain goes to we're starving ourselves again? I would just make sure you eat as soon as you start to hear that grumble. Make sure you eat. That's how you're going to calm yourself down. Because the reason you're having those thoughts of like, we're going to starve ourselves again is because you ignored the grumble. You would hear the grumble, and then you'd be like, shut up. I'm not feeding you. Don't even ask. Because it ain't time. The app has not told me it's time to eat, whatever it is. Or you've already used up all your points. You just have to sit there and be hungry. And so that is why your brain is freaking out. So, especially if you're getting scared or nervous or whatever, always have a snack with you so that immediately when your body says, we are hungry, you can give your body something. Be like, no, it's okay. We're not doing that anymore. I'm not doing that to you anymore. I'm not doing that to me anymore. I'm just not. So that's always good. Are there going to be any more group coaching opportunities this year? I am not going to say nothing about nothing. You know, because I have to keep secrets around here. I keep secrets. I'm a vault. I'm a vault. And I'm a vault. But I would watch my email coming up. But I ain't saying nothing else. I ain't saying nothing else, but I would watch my email. But you didn't hear it from me because I'm a vault. On Monday, I would watch my email. I have been doing so well with my weight loss, but you did not hear it from me and I didn't say it. There you go. I have been doing so well with my weight loss. Y'all know, don't ask me stuff, 'cause you know I tell y'all shit I ain't supposed to tell y'all every time. Don't ask me. 'Cause you know I tell you. Vault. Like the worst. Kathy's like, LOL. Yeah, I'm not a vault. I have been doing so well with my weight loss. Last Friday we ate out for lunch, ate 90% of my cheeseburger and some fries, and my weight went up. Okay. I haven't been able to go back down. I'm frustrated that eating something out leads to weight gain. Am I always supposed to eat at home? No. So you did last Friday. So, Anonymous, tell me what your stats are after that. Have you literally been doable hunger, water, all the things? Come back in here and let me know what your data says from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and it's just now in the morning. Shelly says, not a question, but I'm so grateful for journaling. Yesterday, my husband told me he lost 8 pounds while he was eating chips. Men. I went into a full-blown meltdown. I didn't turn to food. I turned to ask coaches in a journal. Got it out of my head. Good job. Is nighttime eating workshop something we have to sign up for? Absolutely not. It's already on your calendar, I believe, for April 27th. It's already there. You just pop on Zoom and hang out with us. And fun fact, if you can't attend live, guess what you get? Replays. Because you know, we good like that. We'll give you all that. And it's included in your membership. You don't sign up. It's just a call like any other call, but it's longer and it's a workshop. How do I? Oh, wait. Let's see. Anonymous, I'm still waiting on your data. I am still waiting on my data. Let me know. Any other questions, y'all? We are I'm gonna get rid of some of these. Any other questions? Yep, workshop. It's all gonna be available. I am so excited. I am so this is gonna be very good. And Corinne's also working on an emotional eating course that's gonna release later. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you that either or not, but whatever, whatever, whatever. You know, we're just here amongst friends. Oh, God. I'm going to get myself in trouble on one of these calls one day whenever I have a secret. I know. Me said, oh, she's talking now. Yeah. Jean Banning says, we make the workshops feel like camp when we chat text with our accountability partners while the workshop is going. Great connection since we're not in person this year. Absolutely. What is an accountability group? So it's just a group of no BS women who like text, use Marco Polo. They sometimes get on Zoom calls, sometimes they meet in person, all kinds of stuff. So if you go under community on our web page on our website, nobswoman.com, under community, you'll see accountability. And we even give you like a script of like what to post in Facebook, or if you don't do Facebook, how to find accountability on these calls and the chat. We tell you everything about how to do it, how to set it up, and all that other kind of stuff. It's amazing. Let me see. Oh, dang, y'all did fill them up. Oh, yeah, there you go, Mish. Mish put the link right there in the chat because she's good like that. What are your best advice for someone in their first month feeling cautiously optimistic? So I'm going to do you one better, Sarah. I'm going to answer you, and then I want, because we got oldies but goodies in here. What would be your best advice for Sarah? If you've been around for a while, in no BS, what would be your best advice for somebody in the first month? Post it in the chat and I'll answer you. So you want to do the no BS weight loss course because everything literally that we do is based on that course. Every question that you would have is like in there. You know, you can listen to it in podcast form. If you go under resources and podcasts, you can download the podcast if you just want to listen on the go. There's a lot in there of like we've got worksheets. There's only two worksheets that we ask you to fill out. Everything else is like tips and tricks and you know cheat sheets and all that other kind of stuff. It's amazing. But you do want to go through that. And then everything else is available to you in the membership after that. So like let's say you want to do journaling and you're like, I would love to journal. We archive every month's focus. And so you can always go back and listen to that after you're done with the course. I would use Ask Coaches like it was my job for anybody. I don't give a crap how long you've been here. Use Ask Coaches because we have got the best coaches in the industry, life and weight loss coaches. So we coach on everything. We coach on life, we coach on weight loss, we coach on everything. And so use us. You get to have a back and forth conversation with a coach, which is amazing. So you want to do that, but really focus on the no BS weight loss course for sure. And I always say this to all of our new members, and this is true for everybody in no BS. Everything on that website is available to you, but it may not be for you. So we have, you know, all these women in here. Some of these women on this call are in maintenance. Some have got weight to lose. Some have been in here for a long time, have already gone through the weight loss course. So we have a lot of stuff for everybody. And so, you know, like we have a relationships course on the website. After your first 30 days, you get all these bonus courses too. And you might be like, my relationships are awesome. I don't need that course. It's available to you, but it may not be for you. If you've got weight to lose, we have a maintenance course. It may not be for you, but you can go watch it if you want to. It's available. So we have a lot of content, but not all of it is applicable to everybody. You just take what you need and leave the rest. And I always use the library analogy. Like you go to the library and you want a book about sharks. You got to do a paper about sharks. So you walk in and you're like, all the books are available to you, right? Like they're all there. You can check out any of them that you want. All of them are available to you, but you really just need to learn about sharks. And so you walk up to the shark section. And you see, there's books about sharks, and then maybe there's 100 books about sharks. And so you just want to know about great white sharks. So then you're like, I just, you know what? I'm here for sharks, but I just need great white sharks. Then you get that down to a couple of books, right? And then you decide from there what you want. You don't walk in and be like, well, hell, there's 100 books about sharks. And now, I might as well just walk out. I got to read all these books. You don't have to read all the books. And we give ourselves that grace at the library. But when we go in an OBS and we see everything that's available, we're like, well, that's just too much. Well, you know what? It ain't all for you. It's available to you, but it's not all for you. So that's my best advice. Look at it like a library. Corinne always calls it Netflix. I think about it as a library because there are certain subjects you want to learn about. And so you just go in there, you can go in video replays and type in the subject you want to know about and just watch those replays, which is amazing. Thank you, Kathy. Great analogy. You know, I do love me an analogy. It's my favorite. I love an analogy. I need suggestions about the smallest action I can take to start the journaling habit. Planning. Planning is journaling. Because we just have like a couple questions on there. And that's where I would start and give yourself credit for journaling. I started a new medication on Sunday, and since then I'm up about 4.4 pounds. I'm struggling with how to think about this. It's your medicine. I'm gonna just see what happens with this medicine. Give my body time to adjust. Because we gain and lose weight for so many reasons. But I can tell you, Carolyn, I can tell you what's not gonna help you. Fuck it, eating because of it. Going away from the four basics because of it. Overeating because of it. That ain't gonna help you. Because when your body settles back in after this medication, what's gonna happen? The weight's just gonna fall off. Or you could be up 10 pounds because you were so pissed about it. Overeating is not gonna help. Oh, can I plan two breakfasts and pick one in the morning? Yes. Think about it like your menu. Like your plan is like your menu. And like you can put all kinds of stuff on there and then you just pick and choose throughout the day. I had my first weigh-in and didn't lose any weight. I made some good changes. How can I focus on those and not the number on the scale? That's a great question. So you can just say, I know that eventually these will lead to weight loss. I know I'm heading in the right direction. I'm willing to keep going a little bit longer and see what it gets me. And the other thing too is post, go in to ask coaches and say, here's all the changes I made. I did not see results on the scale. Based on these changes, what do you think I should double down on this week to see weight loss on the scale? Ask the coaches. I mean, that's really what we're here for. And you can just go in there and say, I drank this much water and I got this much sleep and I did this and I did that and I did the other thing. And sometimes they'll tell they might even say you're focusing on the wrong thing. Like maybe you want to try focusing on this, or you made some really good progress on this. Like maybe double down on it. I bet that's going to get you weight loss this week. So take all of that information and just type it in to ask coaches and let a coach help you. Let's see. Carrie says, will there be a virtual camp weekend this year? There will not be. But we are increasing the amount of workshops that we give y'all. So we have events in person and virtually. And then you pay for those extra from the membership. We're not having any this year because the hotel that we use is, we finally found a hotel that we love that accommodates us. And if anybody's ever been to an in-person, no BS event, we demand a lot from their staff. We treat y'all like the queens that you are inside of No BS, and we demand that anywhere we take y'all, treat you the same. We do not tolerate bullshit, period, at all. And we set up our rooms differently. Corinne always talks about going into meetings and stuff and having, having to being larger when she was 250 pounds and having to not go to the bathroom because she was so scared because the chairs were so tight. So we set up our rooms with a lot more space so that any woman, no matter her size, can get in and out easily and go to the bathroom. We give you special seating if you would like it for that reason. We make it so that, you feel like you are in like literally like not Disneyland, but No BS land. Like we want you treated outside of this membership like we treat you inside of this membership. So anywhere we go, we demand that we have calls with the staff. Like it's not a joke to us. And so we found a great hotel. So they are under renovations this year. And so we just aren't going to have an event because we take your care at an event seriously. It's a big deal. It's a huge deal to us. That being said, we also offer it virtually for folks who can't attend in person, but it is an extra charge. So this year, since we're not having an event, we're increasing the number of free workshops that we are including in the membership. So none of these are going to be paid for y'all. They are going to be included in your membership. We've got several planned throughout the year because we are not doing a virtual event this year. So we are we taking care of y'all because we always do. Y'all know we take care of you. And so this year is no different. So we were like, since we're not offering this, what can we do to give them that kind of feel? And this is what we came up with. Let's see. That was a good question, though. How do I know if I'm still using my diet mentality when I choose what to eat and I think I have to choose only healthy foods? I love this question. So, why do you think you have to choose only healthy foods? So, there are so many reasons that you would choose healthy foods. So, the thoughts that you want to watch out for to see if you're still using diet mentality is it's the only way I'm going to lose weight. If I don't eat these foods, I know I'm going to overeat. Those sorts of thoughts. If you're choosing healthy foods because I love how I feel when I eat this. Like, this gives me so much energy and makes me feel great, whatever. That's not diet mentality. But it's you have to think, like, what is your motivation for planning those things? And then there are times that, like, I want to, right now, I want to lose weight. I've been on vacation I was gone for 2 weeks and my scale is up like 6 pounds. Don't tell nobody, but it is. And so I do want to double down on weight loss right now. I am still going to include good foods on the good, better, best scale, but I'm just going to watch how many I include because I really do want to get weight loss and I feel better. Like, I feel like I haven't been, my tummy isn't feeling great. And like, I'm tired and whatever. And I'm like, I need some green, something green, y'all. My body is like, girl, give me some green. Take some grease away from me. And so, like, I will do that just a little bit, but really it's to make myself feel better. I know that whenever I eat the good food on the good, better, best scale, I don't feel as great. And so I really want to feel good. I'm having another shoulder surgery tomorrow. I got to recover. So I'm thinking about what am I going to eat to help healing with my shoulder? Like all of those sorts of things, because I'm going to be in recovery mode for several weeks and I want to heal. That's not diet mentality. That's me wanting to take care of myself. I've been the same weight for weeks. I'm private coaching with Lisa and eating half and making sure I wait for hunger. I drink 65 to 80 ounces of water and exercise 3 to 4 times a week. I need patience on being consistent, although discouraged. Well, first of all, you're on the right track. And just like I was talking about a minute ago, Corinne always talks about one of her stalls. I don't remember, was it 175 that she talks about? She was there for like 6 weeks. And we don't call it a true stall until you've been there for 6 weeks doing all the things. Like, if you've been there 6 weeks doing all the things, then we can look at food. We can look at other things. We can look at, maybe even going to the doctor, Audrey, to see like what might be going on for you. But everybody pauses from time to time. That is so normal. That is very normal. It is how our bodies are designed. There will be times that's like, okay, we've done enough. We're gonna stop right here. But the only way to get through it is to continue to be consistent. And then on the other side of that, the scale will move. But I also want you to think, Audrey, how amazing. Like, first of all, getting discouraged is fine. I'm discouraged, but I'm going to keep going. Yes, I would love to see the scale go down, but it's just my body is not cooperating right now. But I know I need to stay the course to see it go down. I'm doing all the things. Eventually, my body will catch up. Those are some things you can tell yourself. But it is frustrating. Let's see. I'm really struggling in a cycle of stop start. I'll be doing walking, water, food for a few days, and then I just get not in the mood and eat and do nothing to ruin my progress. I have 50 pounds to lose, and at this point, I feel like I just can't do it. Please, any advice? Yes. Look. I'm not in the mood. Girl, I want you to make a list, anonymous, of every single thing you do in a day that you are not in the mood to do, but you do it anyway. You have to. There are going to be days that you don't want to do it. There are going to be days that it feels easy and days that it doesn't. And that is normal. That's for everything. I just saw David Goggins. I think I told this story not long ago on these, I went to an event and I saw David Goggins. He's fucking crazy. And he said, he runs like 20 miles a day. I don't even know, some kind of bullshit. He gets up at like 3:30 and he goes running. And he said on the stage, he said, everybody thinks in order to do that, I've got to be motivated. Like I must just leap out of bed and go. And he said, the whole time I'm getting out of bed, he said, there's not one day that I want to go run. Not one. Never has been. Never will be. Not one day that I want to do it. And he said, the minute my feet hit the floor, I just keep repeating over and over and over again, lace up, lace up, lace up. He said, because I know once I lace up, I'll head out the door. And so you've got to figure out what your lace up is. The other, Christy says, Mel Robbins, 5 second rule. You count down to five from five and you just do it. Because there are days you're not going to want to. I wish we could just all like decide to lose weight and be 100% motivated and excited every fucking day and every pound till we get there. It's not going to be that way. You have got to do what you don't want to do in the moment to get where you want to be. That's life. That's how it works. And then have a pocket full of whys. Why is it important for you? Not just one, but a lot of them. Me wanting to look good in a bathing suit in July when it's November, not very motivating to me. You know what? I mean, motivating is like the dog has to pee. I either take him, or I clean pee up off the floor. The other thing that you can do, Anonymous, if you want to like walk, like this environmental cleanup in April is going to be amazing for you. Because you can also set yourself up for success. So I know when I first started exercising, well, I wasn't really exercising at first. My first goal was just to put on my clothes. So I had them on my in my bathroom right beside where I go pee every morning. And before I even came out to get coffee, I put them on. Because just like David Goggins, once I laced up, I put on my clothes and I did whatever, then I was good. I had to do that. I had to set myself up for success. You got to put your food planner where you're not going to miss it. If you notice you're overeating, take every plate out of your cabinet except for small plates so that when you fix your plate, you insert a natural pause. If you know you're not drinking your water, go back to bottles of plastic water. Sorry, environment. Sit them all out. Make a game. I used to make a game out of drinking water. Like I needed to finish a bottle of water between my house and work. I had to drink a bottle before I left the house. I made a game of it. And if I was not done, I would stand at my door and drink it. I had to have another bottle of water from work, from home to work. And if I was not done with it, I would sit in the parking lot and drink it. Same thing when I would come home, on the way home or whatever. So make some games out of it and then set your environment up to be the person that you want to be. Let your environment remind you of your goals. Hashtag bitch got goals, y'all. You got goals. And you deserve them. Damn it. You got to. I wish I had more motivation. Like, you just do it, you'll get excited. I wish I could, but I'm not. But then you know what you get on the other side of that, y'all? What we discount when we do shit, we just because we're not in the mood, but we do it anyway. Hell, I got two kids from that. That was a little too much information, wasn't it? I got three kids, but two of them. But there's that, two children. But what we discount on the other side of doing shit we don't want to do is pride. It's celebrating those wins. Not only did you do it, but you did it when you didn't want to do it. We don't think about what comes on the other side of doing shit we don't want to do. Wouldn't it be amazing to go to bed proud? It'd be so amazing. Every day, because you did shit you didn't want to do. I think it would be. I drink lots of water. I get plenty of sleep. I have been eating when hungry and stopping at enough. The only change since then is I ate out one meal Saturday and Monday. Saturday, I ate 80% of the sandwich and no chips. And Monday, my lunch and dinner was the one sandwich I ordered from lunch. We are on spring break. I normally never eat out. Drink, okay. Let me look at your data. The only change that this is, I'm assuming this is you that has not lost weight since Saturday or Friday or whatever it was. So what's the percentage though of stopping at enough? Everything you would swear to me, $50,000. I'm willing to bet you, MJ, $50,000 that I ate when I was hungry and stopped at enough. You're on spring break. You didn't even stop me. You didn't even eat Cheez-Its on the beach. You know, that's what I do. I ate Cheez-Its on the beach at spring break. There's nothing better than a Cheez-It. There's nothing better. On the beach? Oh my God. Oh, Cheez-Its and a cocktail. I need to get to the beach. You ate out one small meal on Saturday, 80% of the sandwich and no chips. And then you split it on Monday. Okay, well, there's a couple things that could be going on. I want you to swear to me, you know, what I said, $50,000 that you're stopping at enough and only eating when you're hungry. The other thing, too, is if you're traveling for spring break, your weight will be up. Like I noticed last, even I've been home since Sunday. My feet were swollen yesterday, still on Tuesday from my trip. You know, because I said I gained 6 pounds, I'm probably more like four. You know what I mean? Like after I give myself like a week for my body to re-regulate, like, are you pooping? I don't poop on vacation. I have a shy colon. I don't poop on vacation. So my weight is going to be up, and it takes me over a week to get myself back normal again. So while you're on spring break, do the best you can, but also know that you're traveling, you're eating out, it's got sodium. You're probably, if you're not eating out a lot, it's a lot of extra sodium. I do have a shy colon. Is there a camp this year? I already answered that question. For the nighttime workshop, I'm not a nighttime eater. Will the content be applicable to other areas like snacking or drinking? Absolutely. Let me see. Somebody said, something about the life coach school. Life coach school, all of the coaches here at OBS have been trained through the life coach school. They are not offering certification anymore. But you, if you're ever thinking about doing life coach school, we are more of a thought work based company. That's what the life coach school was. Martha Beck is who trained Brooke. So the life coach school is a lot like Martha Beck. But you just want to, if you want to be, do more of like the thought work, like No BS does when you're looking at schools, just make sure that they're like more thought based instead of just action. Like, here's your action plan without like, what are you thinking and feeling kind of a thing. That's really what you want to look out for. All right, y'all. If I did not get to your question, what will No BS do to, same thing. I will tell you, Anonymous, Coach Lizzie did go to life coach school, but after we hired her, she was graduated from Martha Beck. She was an OBS woman. She was in the membership, but she had a Martha Beck certification. And that was a pretty damn good hire, I tell you that. Are they still certifying, Jennifer? I thought they closed up, but maybe not. Let's see. They don't do lives. Oh, certification is in the tools. I'm sorry. Maybe they do still. Okay, then. All right, then. Okay, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. If I did not get to your question, go to take it to Ask Coaches. We had 80 something in there this morning. That makes my heart sing with happiness. Sing, because it means y'all are using it. And that means a lot to us. And that, that's what we're here for. So make sure you do that. Oh, and Coach Meese just put it in the chat. All right. Well, I will talk to y'all later. Y'all have a great rest of your day, the great rest of your week. And celebrate every win and watch for yeah, but. No yeah, buts this week. All right. Bye, y'all.